Dying Bird Bond. I am Holy Ghost taught. I'm redeemed. I've been set free. Oh, I'm Bird Bond. I am Holy Ghost taught. I'm redeemed. I'm free indeed.
Welcome to the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast hosted by Billy Brim Ministries. What you're about to hear is from our 2016 Authority Conference hosted by Dr. Billy Brim and Pastor Chip Brim. Stay tuned to the end of our broadcast to find out how to get your copy of this powerful conference today.
And he says to him, "The workmanship of your tabrets and of your pipes was prepared in you in the day that you were created." This is a created being. He's not one who was born. He doesn't have a belly button. He's speaking to Lucifer, who was created an archangel, and he made a devil out of himself. And he said, when you were created, you had music within you. You had pipes within you. When you walked, Satan knows the power of music, and he knows how to draw young people, old people, any people, through music. Verse 14, "You are the anointed cherub that covered, and I set you so. You have been upon the holy mountain of God. You have walked up and down in the midst of the stones of fire. You were perfect in the day that you were created." I was preaching on this one time and reading this very scriptures, and I heard the voice of the Lord over my shoulder, and I took a little more time to talk about how beautiful he was. And I heard the voice of the Lord say this, "My, how I loved him." One of the archangels. "Thou wast perfect in thy ways from the day that you were created till iniquity was found in thee. By the multitude of your merchandise, they filled the midst of thee with violence. Therefore, I will cast thee as profane out of the mountain of God. I will destroy you, O covering cherub, from the midst of the stones of fire. Your heart was lifted up because of your beauty. You have corrupted your wisdom by reason of your brightness. I will lay thee to the ground. I will lay thee before kings that they may behold thee." That day that I heard him say that, my, how I loved him. Just while I'm reading this right here, I told you the other day that I heard Diane Sawyer interview the mother of one of the Columbine killers. Did any of you see that? She spoke out for the first time after 17 years. And there were two boys. And she had loved that little boy. And she showed pictures of him. He was this cute little boy. She did not have any idea what was going on. She was a very, really dignified lady. And her heart was just broken. And they said to her, "Do you believe there is evil?" She thought a minute and she said, "No." And they interviewed an FBI expert on shooters, school shooters, and they said, "Do you believe there is evil?" And she said, "That's spiritual and I stay away from it." So the only help for the evil in this world is for the church of the living God to know there is evil and to know, not like our heads are in the sand like ostriches, but we know what to do, and we sit up there every morning and we don't let it take place in our town. We don't let us have a terrorist attack. They're not having one in Branson. And they planned plenty, but they're not having. We had 8.5 million visitors last year, but we're not having it. But here's what I heard that mother say. And Diane Sawyer asked her this. "If you'd been there at the school that day, what would you have done with your son, Dylan?" She said, "If I'd had a gun, I would have shot him." And you could tell how much she loved him. But she would have done that to stop, you know, the evil from going. So that was the Lord's case with Lucifer. But he said, I'm gonna have to get you, you know. Now turn to Isaiah chapter 14 and find out where the evil comes from. Hallelujah. How did iniquity get in him? Remember he said, I'm going to lay you before kings? Well, he's not in hell yet, but he's up in the heavenlies here. Got his seat moving around, but he's going to go to hell. Look at Isaiah 14:4. God tells to the prophet Isaiah to say this. Take up this prophecy against the king of Babylon. Now he's calling him the king of Babylon because he worked down through there. The Lord, verse 5, hath broken the staff of the wicked. Now this is going to speak of a time in this chapter when earth is judged. Earth's going to be judged, folks. It's going to be all cleaned up. Now at this point, it has happened. Earth has been cleaned up. It's been judged. Verse 7. It hadn't happened yet, but it's prophesied, so this prophecy takes place. This is what will take place when it does happen. The whole earth is at rest and is quiet. They break forth into singing. Yea, the fir trees rejoice at thee, and the cedars of Lebanon, saying, since you are laid down, no feller has come up against us. This is earth rejoicing at the judgment of Lucifer. Hell from beneath is moved for thee to meet thee at thy coming. He's going to go to hell. And it is below somewhere. Hell from beneath is moved for to meet thee at thy coming. It stirs up the dead for you, even all the chief ones of the earth. It has raised up from their thrones all the kings of the nations. All they shall speak and say unto you, are you become weak as we? Are you become like unto us? Your pomp is brought down to the grave, and the noise of thy vials, and the worm is spread under thee, and the worms cover you. How are you fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? You see, he had fooled those kings of the earth. He had ruled down through them. He had promised them that they would, just like he promised Jesus, all the kingdoms of this world. They had sold their souls to him. And now here he comes, and they've been down there waiting on him. If I had time, I'd talk to you about Isaiah 24. Gives us a picture into those cells where they are, waiting judgment. And when they see him coming, you are so mighty. I can just see Hitler and Ivan the Terrible and some of the others, despotic. And now you're just like a little worm. How did it happen? Verse 12. How are you fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How are you cut down to the ground, who didst weaken the nations? Here's how it happened. Here's the answer. For thou hast said in thy heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. These are five rebellious I wills. Satan had a kingdom. If we had time, we'd prove it to you down here on the earth. And he said, he got tired of that. And he was lifted up in pride and because of his beauty. And he said, I'm going to go up there and I'm going to get God's throne. And I'm going to receive worship. And he said, all of those I wills, I will ascend into heaven. He was someplace he had to ascend. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit on the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. I will ascend, verse 14, above the heights of the clouds. He was in a place where they had clouds. Earth has clouds. I will be like the Most High. And he really led a war on heaven. He really ascended. How do we know that he did this? We know it because of what Jesus said. Jesus said in Luke 10:18, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. Behold, I give you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. Really, he said, I give you authority. It should have been translated over serpents and scorpions and over all the power, dunamis of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. I saw him fall. I think maybe there was a Star Wars. Those Star Wars people got their ideas from somewhere. And he led this attack on heaven. Lucifer did. And I think God said, let's just wait till we see the lights of his eyes. Because Jesus said, I saw him fall from the heavens like lightning. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Here's what's going to happen to you. Verse 15. You're going to be brought down to hell, to the sides of the pit. And they shall see you and look on you narrowly and consider you, saying, is this the one that made the earth to shake, to tremble, and shake kingdoms? So that's in the future for him. And that's exactly what he is going there. We know from the Bible that there is this middle kingdom. We know that there was, you know, Daniel. He had the prince of Persia. An angel came and had to fight with the prince of Persia. But the Lord Jesus Christ, hallelujah, glory be to God. Even though this is there and the low-level devils are down here, where are you? It's like Chip said, location, low-level devils, not much power, don't get off the earth. Mid heavens, and then up there is Jesus raising from the dead. And up there are you with him. And you have authority and you have power over all of that. And he told you, you're not wrestling so much with flesh and blood. We always want to fight the flesh and blood. But just take a minute and find out from God, what am I really coming up against here? What is this really here that's going on? And he'll let you know if it's devilish. Sometimes it is just flesh and meanness and orneriness. But sometimes devils are behind it. Quite often, devils are behind it. And if it is, here's what Brother Hagin said. Like if you're a pastor of a church and something's going on like that, and you know that it's devils, you don't even have to be there to deal with it. You could be at your house, and you could be sitting in your chair, and you be meditating on the power in the name of Jesus, maybe Philippians 2, and you be meditating on the blood of Jesus, and there'll come a sense over you of your authority and of your power. And you can rise up from wherever your seat is and you could say, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, you demons that are working down through brother so-and-so and brother so-and-so, I command you now to halt. I bind you in the name of Jesus. Bless the Lord.
Thank you for listening to the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast hosted by Billy Brim Ministries. What you just heard was from our 2016 Authority Conference in Oklahoma City. To grab your own copy, call us at 1-800-972-3447. 1-800-972-3447. And visit our website for archives of this weekly's broadcast at billybrim.org. BilleyBrim.org.